It is a small piece of paper, yellowed by time. Nobody knows who put it there or when, but it is there still, inside the pulpit at Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church, where only the preacher can see it. An old-fashioned push pin keeps this ancient scrap of paper in place, showing its message, reminding the preacher of her or his task. Typed on a carbon ribbon typewriter, the message is this: we wish to see Jesus. We wish to see Jesus. It's what the Greeks say to Philip. And certainly, this is the task of every preacher, to show Jesus. It is the task of every Christian as well. Just before this, in the Gospel of John, it's Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And that scene ends with the Pharisees saying to one another, "Look, the world has gone after him." And indeed, the world has. For now, here come the Greeks who are clearly seeking Jesus. They are Gentiles who were among those who went up to worship at the festival. We wish to see Jesus. The scripture on the page hints at the future expansion of Jesus' ministry. The scripture as living word reminds us of a whole world outside of these walls, full of people who are spiritually hungry and are seeking. Note that seeing Jesus requires that he be lifted up. And while we flinch at this notion, or at least I'll speak for myself, I flinch at this notion, John's Jesus does not. "This is why I came here in the first place," he tells us. Along with this business about a grain of wheat that falls into the earth and dies, but bears much fruit, the whole thing can befuddle us, or it can truly show us Jesus. The individual seed dies, but yields something greater. Jesus died, but God resurrected him. The Greeks on that festival day could see Jesus, but now we can all encounter the resurrected Christ. He is not bound by space or time. He is with us presently. But for us to see him, he had to be lifted up. And this is the mystery we are invited into, difficult as it may be. Thomas A. Kempis, 15th century priest and author of The Imitation of Christ, one of the most famous Christian devotional books, he wrote, "There will always be many who love Christ's heavenly kingdom, but few who will bear his cross. Jesus has many who desire consolation, but few who care for adversity. He finds many to share his table, but few who will join him in fasting. Many are eager to be happy with him. Few wish to suffer anything for him. Many will follow him as far as the breaking of bread, but few will remain to drink from his passion." And yet Jesus said, "Wherever I am, there my servant will be also." So by his grace, we follow him. We follow him and we find true life. It's costly and priceless. This love in which God loved the world so much, a love available to us and to seek, and to all who seek, a love that draws us all to God. As we are marked by his cross in baptism, We become bearers of this same love, proclaimers of this good news. Some of us may need little reminders on scraps of paper, but others of us carry the deep longing within our hearts. We wish to see Jesus. It's as urgent and desperate as it's ever been. We wish to see Jesus. Lord, we wish to show Jesus to one another and to this world you love so much. Help us to see, to truly see, that as he was lifted up, he is available for us, available to all now. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Draw us to you today. We wish to see you and to know and share your love. Amen.